My name is Michelle Obu. I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date's the 3rd of September 2009 and the time is 3:34 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you come from, please?
My name's Alice Osborne. I am 25. I'm from Swindon, Wiltshire, but I live in Brockley, South East London.
How are you feeling?
Yeah, excited. I'm looking forward to it.
How did you first hear about the project? Can you remember?
A long time ago, when I heard that Gormley was in the running for the for getting the fourth plinth. So, yeah, I heard about it through then, and just various people talking about it. So,
why did you think it might be something that you wanted to be part of?
Because it's not just another thing that, you know. I like the fact that the plinth is in the middle of Trafalgar Square. You get passers-by. It's not just, you know, inside of a gallery. It's actually somewhere where people can not only like pass by it, but in this instance partake in it. So it was something that I'd really wanted to yeah, have a go at. So.
And when did you find out you had a place?
About 12 hours ago.
Can you just run through what happened?
Sure. I was part of the reserve list. So I had also applied to do it through the main process, but I'd been rejected again and again and again and again, and I was like, oh no, I'm never going to get on. And then luckily I found out about the reserve list and I thought that's perfect. So in case people drop out and stuff, that's how I got to here. So it's been really, really rushed for about 12 hours and I've not slept, but that's fine.
Have you thought about how you're going to spend your time on the plinth this morning?
Yes. I have, I've spent the last 12 hours getting thank yous from people. I write a thank you list every year, as like my New Year's resolution, basically, as a way of kind of like me documenting my own year and also making sure that I'm thankful for all the things that have happened or the people that I'm thankful of and for reasons why. That's something that I do every year, and this is an opportunity really for people to tell me who they're thankful of and to create this 1 hour of thanks, basically. So people have been texting me and phoning me and calling me and emailing me and letting me know of all these things that they want me to thank them for. So I'm going to be reading a lot of thank yous, basically. I don't know if I have enough to fill an hour. I also have my hoop. Well, actually, I've borrowed a hoop very kindly from my friend Tracy. So I'm hoping to hoop as well. I hoop regularly on like a weekly basis for fun. So it seems like an amazing opportunity, especially because it's dark, to have a go with the LED hoop. Yeah, so it should be fun.
When did you start hula hooping?
Probably like 8 months ago now. I'm really rubbish. but you know when you do something it's just good because you give it a go, and you know it's a really great thing to do, to meet new people, just to kind of like overcome different fears and you know just have a good time. For the first 2 months I basically picked the hoop up and it would fall down, and I just kept picking it up and you know just keep trying. So it's like quite amazing to have the time and the space to do something like this. Is yeah, amazing.
Where do you normally do that?
I hoop as part of London Hula Hoopers. We usually meet in Kennington Park on a Monday night. We've stopped for the moment now that the sunset is quite early, so we're looking for a new venue. But if you're interested, then look at londonhulahoopers.org. So yeah, definitely plug that.
And are you working at the moment?
Yes. I work for an organisation called Think Public. We're a social innovation design agency, but we purely work with public sector. So we use our backgrounds of film, design, advertising, anthropology to basically help public sector organisations to engage and speak to their staff and their users to make things better, basically. So. I am the guardian of creativity, and it's my job to make sure that we engage people in our projects that should be engaged. So do a lot of work for the NHS, in local government, in education, a lot in health. So yeah, basically I'm a designer by background, but my role here is to use design to get people engaged in what we do, whether that's by creating an event or creating a toolkit, which means that people with dementia can speak to each other about the challenges that they face or whatever it might be.
How might that work, people with dementia?
We worked in a project in Newcastle called Alzheimer 100, whereby we were doing exactly that. It was speaking to people with dementia about their challenges and their issues, and we designed different methods to basically get their voices heard and then involve them in the whole process, which we call co-design, which is about engaging people not only at the start where you're finding out what the issue is, but also then when you come together to design, come up with ideas and test those ideas and prototype them, make sure that people are part of that throughout the whole thing. So we did do that in this project in Newcastle, which has come out of it is the Dementia Signposting Service. So it's a service which enables people with dementia and their carers and their families to easily navigate through the array of services which are available to them. But that's something which has come out through this co-design process. So we're not designers who sit at our desks and think we know all the answers. It's very much about speaking to the people who are the experts and do know the answers, and making sure that their views are heard.
Has your work always been engaged with people or had some kind of community link or focus?
Yeah, I mean, it was. It's a relatively young company. We've been set up now for, I think, 5 years? 5 years. Possibly six, set up by Deborah Shebeko, who initially started volunteering at Great Ormond Street Hospital, and she wanted to, well, she was using her design skills within a hospital service there, and at the end of her kind of stint as a volunteer, she was like, can I have a job? And even though she was clearly showing how her skills were really useful, they were like, oh no, we don't employ designers in the NHS. So she set up Think Public to basically start to address some of those issues, but it's always had the same values and morals, so that's good.
So you trained as a designer?
As a graphic designer, yeah. But you know, if you say that, people think that you design posters when it's not that at all. It's much more about the design process and designing ways to get people involved and engaged in that, whether someone is a scientist or an artist, you know, whether someone is young or old, or it's understanding the right way to just make sure, you know, like everyone has a story, so it's being able to unlock that and find out what it is.
Did you tell anybody that you were taking part in this project this morning?
Quite a few people I think will be watching on the site, so we'll see. No one was really up for coming with me. So I'm on it about four. I think people will be watching from the comfort of their own beds.
Does it matter that you didn't bring anybody down to the square with you?
No, not at all. I feel completely supported by loads of people who have helped me in the last 12 hours. So I'm really thankful for all of them to helping me to be here. So that's good.
Did you have time to choose three words to put on your profile?
Yes.
And what they were?
Creativity, healing and adventure.
Can you just briefly tell me why you chose those?
Yeah, they're kind of like my three things for this year that I'm focusing on. So the importance of creativity, like I'm really passionate about healing as something which is preventative as opposed to like constantly doing things which are having to cure things which go wrong. So it's looking at the other side of things. And the other one is adventure, because I think everything should be an adventure. So that's it.
So do you always take up opportunities when they come up?
Most definitely. Yeah, for sure. It's an amazing opportunity. So yeah, I don't say no to very much normally. Gets me into trouble.
Have you done anything else recently that's been quite adventurous?
I went on holiday with my nan last year. It's called the Nan Project, where me and my nan went on a road trip together and we designed the holiday together. My nan's quite unwell So it was a really great thing for us to do. It was a proper adventure. And we've actually made a film out of it, which should be coming out in about a couple of months. And it's also inspired a road trip for this year, which I'm taking with my parents, which is going to be me and my mum and my dad doing Route 66, going from east to west. So that's the next adventure. So yeah, it's full of them at the moment. So
where did you go with your nan?
We travelled, we wrote to loads of friends and family and asked people basically where they thought that we should go and why. So based on the responses from people, we kind of like made up an itinerary, but it was mainly around the south of the UK. And we had two main areas. One was around the New Forest and another was around Taunton. But it was quite magical. Just like the kind of conversations that we had, and you know, just by spending time with her, it was amazing. Because you know, normally it's me, mum and dad and nan, or me and my cousins and my nan. It's very rare to have like that one-on-one time. And you know, now you can really see how our relationship has shifted. So yeah, and I think just in terms of, you know, understanding more between like age differences and how different people of different ages just approach something like a holiday, or the kind of worries that the different people have. And yeah, so yeah, even got my nan to hula hoop, so yeah, it was yeah, really great.
What else is important to you, would you say?
Most important to me, I guess, people, family, friends, everything I do in terms of like, well, everything I do is somehow connected to making something better for someone, or connecting with someone, or yeah, just doing things, yeah, for people. Yes, I feel slightly like I might suddenly just be on it without really thinking about it, just because it's been quite a rushed 12 hours. And yeah, and then the buses here were an absolute nightmare, thinking that I'd trust the night buses, which was a bad idea. But no, I'm yeah, really grateful for the opportunity, so I'll definitely enjoy it, and I hope people that listen do as well.
Thank you very much indeed.